With high pathogenic avian influenza now confirmed in a commercial turkey flock in one of the top poultry-producing states, more countries are banning imports from the United States. And Kansas State University economist Dr. Glenn Tonser says the economic impact is starting to be felt.
Those poultry products that were destined for a given country that can't go there now, you know, whether it's for just the next week or for sort of longer durations, yet to be determined, they will go to an alternative market, a second-best market. And in some cases, that will be a different foreign destination, so a country that hasn't made an announcement. In other cases, it will stay here domestically. In either case, those pounds are going to a second-best market. Otherwise, they would have been going there to start with. So they tend to go there with a lower price, lower transaction point, than we had before. Before all these announcements, we were in the midst of notable expansion of poultry production in particular. So you've already got some, you know, downward pressure on prices that's coming from additional supplies. And we're adding to that this international demand challenge that's following these AI announcements, both of which have been putting some downward pressure on prices.
Arkansas became the seventh state last week to have a confirmed case of the high path AI. Missouri was the sixth. Missouri Director of Agriculture Richard Fordyce says they began working with USDA after the disease was confirmed in two separate turkey facilities in different parts of the state.
We immediately mobilized the resources of Missouri Department of Agriculture in cooperation and conjunction with USDA and, frankly, the industry. We're addressing it in a very active role. So we did have a confirmed case in Jasper County. We just had a confirmed case in Montauk County. So far, those are the two places that we do have confirmed H5N2. We're taking test samples from other operations around those areas. All of those tests at this point have come back negative. So we know that the operations still producing turkeys do not have the virus. It is safe. So we think we've got a good handle on it. These protocols and the rapid response, kind of the guidebook that we go by when these kind of things happen, those kind of responses were developed, you know, over time, and they seem to demonstrate the best outcome that we could ask for.
Outbreaks of the high path AI started with a single backyard flock in Oregon confirmed in December of 2014. Since January, it has been found in backyard flocks in Washington and Idaho as well, and commercial flocks in California and Minnesota. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.